Okay, what kind of buildings would you have on a farm?
Yeah, you had a barn.
Yeah.
You had a, you had a barn, you had a chicken house. You had your regular living quarters.
Yeah.
And you had a, like a smokehouse.
Yeah.
That's probably that about all I can remember right now.
Okay. Sometimes people have buildings that they just keep, like, grain in. You've heard names of that?
Sallow.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called a granary or a granary?
No, I didn't, but it wasn't around my section there.
Yeah, mine either. Well, what would you call a building where you wouldn't store anything but corn?
Barn.
Okay. Let's see. The upper part of the barn where you keep hay, you might call it.
Uh-oh. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what you call it, though. I've been up in them, but I don't know what they call it.
Okay. Sometimes people might just have one house on the farm, but sometimes they might have two. What would just be a plural house? One house and two
houses.
If they piled up hay outside the barn, just piled it up, you call that a what?
Stack.
Okay. Before they baled hay, they used to just stack it up, you know, like
yeah.
that.
Put a wagon sheet over it, keep the wind from blowing it away.
Yeah. Have you ever seen anything like that that has a kind of a four poles and a sliding roof? Sometimes when they first cut the hay, you know, they're just lying there in the field, they go through and rake them into little big piles. Do you have a name for those?
No, see, that's a name, but I don't know what the name is.
Okay.
Now, they made them little piles into bales.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the barn, have you ever heard of a special shelter for cows to get under when it's raining?
I heard of it, but I don't know the name of it.
Okay. What all kinds of animals would you have on the farm?
Well, you'd have cows, you'd have horses, you'd have chickens, turkeys, and mules, I guess. Sometimes you'd find sheep, goat.
What do you call those things that root around the mud?
Hogs.
Okay. Do you have any size form size hogs?
Yeah, pigs.
Now, what's the difference between a hog and a pig?
A hog's a big one, a pig's a little one.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a shoat?
That's a little one.
Okay. Is it the same thing as a pig?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I think it's just a nickname for pig.
Okay. If you had horses, where would you keep them?
In the lot.
Okay.
I eat out in the pasture.
Yeah, what's a lot anyway?
A lot is a fenced off area you have where you bring them up to feed them.
Uh-huh.
Around, you would be around the barn.
Uh-huh. Where would you milk the cows?
Sometime in the lot.
Uh-huh.
You bring them up from the pasture.
Yeah.
You bring them up to the barn. You'd have a place that you milk them at.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a kind of a makeshift place? You know, it wasn't permanent like a lot, but it's just sort of roped off place where they might milk for some time.
Shed, under the shed.
Okay. Well, where would you keep the hogs and pigs?
In a pen.
Okay, what kind of pen?
Yeah, it could be a fenced-in pen, or it could be made out of boards, but it'd be a separate area there from the lot.
Uh-huh. Would it have a roof on it, or?
No, it wouldn't have a roof.
Okay.
Pig pen wouldn't have a roof.
Okay.